You're listening to SBS News.
From the Ngunnawal and Ngambri lands of Canberra to the Yuggera and Yugambeh lands of Logan and right around Australia, we acknowledge country and we commit to a voice for First Nations people.
Yeah. And with that statement of intent, Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers introduced the Albanese Labor government's first budget. Dr. Chalmers has handed down his first budget out of cycle to enable the new Labor government to set its own policy directions before the next federal budget's due in May next year. He says the global context makes this a time of great challenge for Australians.
Through a devastating pandemic, through a succession of dangerous and damaging natural disasters, through global uncertainty and painful price rises, Australians have demonstrated the best of our national character. Resolute and resilient in hard times, practical and pragmatic about the challenges we confront, optimistic and confident in a better future, and ready to work together to build it.
He says a deteriorating global outlook, high inflation and energy prices, and rising interest rates are all affecting the economy. And Australia's best defence is a budget that's solid, sensible, and suited to the conditions.
It provides cost of living relief, which is responsible, not reckless, to make life easier for Australians without adding to inflation. It targets investments in a stronger, more resilient, more modern economy. And it begins the hard yards of budget repair. It recognises that our best defence against uncertainty around the world is responsible economic management here at home.
The Treasurer says intense and frequent flooding, a substantial global economic slowdown, high inflation and rising interest rates have all contributed to the widespread skills shortages and falling real wages. And he says the budget's burdened by $1 trillion of debt and persistent structural deficits.
We now confront the prospect of a third global downturn in a decade and a half. This time not a financial crisis or a pandemic, but a war driving high prices and higher interest rates here and around the world, and the risk of another global recession. And this time demands a different response, one that puts a premium on what's responsible, affordable and sustainable. That's why this budget pays for what's important, strengthens our buffers against adversity and begins to build a better future.
Dr. Chalmers says the budget's responsible, reasonable and targeted, with policies that are affordable, fair and future-focused, delivering a long-term economic dividend. It targets cheaper childcare and cheaper medicines, an expanded paid parental leave scheme, more affordable housing and getting wages moving again. This is a $7.5 billion package that helps put some money back in people's pockets, boosts productivity and grows the economy. But it's carefully targeted and carefully timed so that it avoids placing additional pressure on inflation. He says the budget delivers on the things Labor has committed to.
Cheaper childcare and more paid parental leave. Better access to healthcare, cheaper medicines and a better standard of aged care. Yeah. Fee-free TAFE and more university places. Yeah. Cheaper and cleaner energy. Yeah. More affordable housing and a future made in Australia.
It prepares for the referendum to enshrine a First Nations voice to Parliament in the Constitution and for establishing a National Anti-Corruption Commission to restore trust and integrity in government. Jim Chalmers says Australia now has a government that understands the generational and economic imperative of acting on climate change and a plan that provides stability to the energy grid and certainty to investors. Its plan is to drive investment in renewable energy, which is cheaper energy, and deliver thousands of new jobs in the coming years, many in the regions, by leveraging existing traditional strengths and creating new ones. He says the regions will also benefit from the government's push to revitalise manufacturing.
Our $15 billion National Reconstruction Fund will help finance projects that expand our industrial base, diversify our economy, create sustainable, well-paid jobs and grow our regional centres. In clean energy manufacturing, in medical manufacturing, in new technologies, in agriculture and in critical minerals, so that we can be a country that makes things again, so that we can add more value to the things that we sell to the world.
Dr. Chalmers says this budget also focuses on building what's needed, such as transport infrastructure, better NBN to more people, and improved mobile phone coverage in regional, remote and natural disaster-prone areas. The Treasurer says the government's plan is for responsible budget management. He says the deficit for 2022 to 23 is now forecast to be $36.9 billion, an improvement of $41.1 billion. But he says the revenue boosts from higher employment and higher commodity prices are only temporary. The spending pressures on the budget, he points out, are forecast to grow and grow. So this budget has to limit growth in spending, especially while inflation is high, he says. It has to return as much of the revenue upgrades as possible to the bottom line, and it must focus new spending on investments that grow the capacity of the economy. This, he says, it does.
Australians know that there are hard days to come and hard decisions to accompany them. And getting through this period stronger than we were before will rely on the very best aspects of our national character. Our resilience, our pragmatism, our cooperation, and our confidence, and above all else, our belief in each other. And it will rely on a government dedicated and determined to confront challenges ignored for too long and to seize the opportunities that won't wait for us any longer.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.